There was a coffee table by the sofa. The base was X-shaped, walnut-sized brass balls studding the ring where the metallic legs crossed. I had seen a table like that before. Where? And then it came to me, at the crowded tea shop in Peshawar, that night I had gone for a walk. On the table sat a bowl of red grapes. I plucked one and tossed it in my mouth. I had to preoccupy myself with something, anything, to silence the voice in my head. The grape was sweet. I popped another one in, unaware that it would be the last bit of solid food I would eat for a long time. The door opened and the two armed men returned, between them the tall Talib in white, still wearing his dark John Lennon glasses, looking like some broad-shouldered New Age mystic guru. He took a seat across from me and lowered his hands on the armrests. For a long time, he said nothing, just sat there, watching me, one hand drumming the upholstery, the other twirling turquoise-blue prayer beads. He wore a black vest over the white shirt now, and a gold watch. I saw a splotch of dried blood on his left sleeve. I found it morbidly fascinating that he had not changed clothes after the executions earlier that day. Periodically, his free hand floated up and his thick fingers batted at something in the air. They made slow stroking motions, up and down, side to side, as if he were caressing an invisible pet. One of his sleeves retracted, and I saw marks on his forearm. I had seen those same tracks on homeless people living in grimy alleys in San Francisco. His skin was much paler than the other two men's, almost sallow, and a crop of tiny sweat beads gleamed on his forehead just below the edge of his black turban. His beard, chest-length like the others, was lighter in color, too. "Salaamu alaikum," he said. "Salaam," I said. "You can do away with that now, you know," he said. "Pardon?" I said. He turned his palm to one of the armed men and motioned. Rip! Suddenly, my cheeks were stinging, and the guard was tossing my beard up and down in his hand, giggling. The Talib grinned. "One of the better ones I've seen in a while, but it really is so much better this way, I think. Don't you?" He twirled his fingers, snapped them, fist opening and closing. "So," he said, "inshallah you enjoyed the show today." "Was that what it was?" I said, rubbing my cheeks, hoping my voice did not betray the explosion of terror I felt inside. "Public justice is the greatest kind of show, my brother. Drama, suspense, and best of all, education en masse." He snapped his fingers. The younger of the two guards lit him a cigarette. The Talib laughed, mumbled to himself. His hands were shaking and he almost dropped the cigarette. "But you want a real show. You should have been with me in Mazar. August of 1998, that was." "I'm sorry," I said. "We left them out for the dogs, you know." I saw what he was getting at.